Tanchmar is hiring a new communications officer. The posting for the new position is up on the town's website, the first of four new postings expected to go up as a result of Tanchmar's post-amalgamation restructuring. The town also plans to hire a new director of human resources, a new director of protective services, and a new director of finance or treasurer. Former Sackville treasurer Michael Beale is currently serving as acting treasurer, but he was named director of corporate compliance when CAO Jennifer Bourne announced the new structure in December. Bourne says the new communications officer is much needed.
You know, staff are actually really excited to see this position added within the org chart for the new Tanchmar. They'll be dedicated to internal and external communications. It's certainly something that, you know, staff previous to the former government of Sackville were working on off the corner of their desks, but certainly delighted to have someone that will be their sole focus and their trading experience dedicated to this role. You know, right off the bat, they'll be diving into our branding exercise, so they'll be a part of that, you know, certainly working on community engagement sessions, reaching out to, you know, introducing ourselves to former LSD areas, as well as reintroducing ourselves to our former governments of Dorchester and Sackville areas. So, you know, really highlighting what it is that local government does and how we can connect and engage and work with residents of Tanchmar.
The job posting closes on May 19th and asks for candidates with a degree in public relations or communications and 3 to 5 years experience working in public relations, issues management, or media relations. Website management and social media skills are also listed.
A lot of work to be done online, whether it's on our socials, but also figuring out how we engage our public. We recognize that we do have a senior population and perhaps folks that don't have online access. So how do we meet the needs of all of our residents to properly get the information out?
The communications officer is a new position, meaning it represents an expansion of staffing for the new municipality. Bourne says the new expense is justified.
Absolutely. You know, part of we're in the business of service delivery. And we're in the business of effective communication on, you know, services and content to communicate to our residents. So this is the best approach to get the information out, you know, consistent, professional, accurate information. So sometimes, you know, there'll be residents that actually, they'll certainly appreciate getting more information. And sometimes that'll alleviate any of the questions and concerns that they have.
Bourne says the new communications officer will work under Corporate Services Director Kieran Miller. The salary range has yet to be approved, but is expected to be in the range of $58,000 to $77,000, depending on qualifications. Bourne expects interviews to take place in June and hopes to have someone on board in time to participate in the municipality's branding exercise, which will be facilitated by a consultant and will include public engagement sessions.